What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Okay, now then, EU Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker has issued an ultimatum to President Donald Trump that he should stop applauding Brexit and become more supportive of the United European Union bloc. And he threatens to hit back if Trump does not change his tune. Basically, Juncker is saying that if Trump goes on cheering for Brexit, that the EU is going to start encouraging Texas to secede. Not that Texans need much encouragement to do that right now. A lot of places in this country are talking about secession. Here in Hawaii, we're talking about restoration of our sovereignty. Because under the letter of the law, our inclusion into the United States is questionable. Legality. But there are talks about the Western States Coalition seceding, Alaska seceding. People are not really very happy to be part of this federalized United States of America. They want to go back to being a league of sovereign independent states with a weak central government that minds its own business. Now, over in Catalonia, their defiance of Spanish authority is on the verge of turning into a rebellion. And everybody's saying, what's the big deal? Why not let them go? Well, here's what the reality is going on. Catalonia is a cash cow for Madrid. That one province is by far the richest in the country, and it contributes much more to the national budget than it receives. With 16% of Spain's population, the region produces 25% of the nation's exports, hosts 23% of industry, and receives 11% of government expenditures. It's a parasitic relationship where Spain is basically sucking off of Catalonia, and they are sick and tired of it. They want it to go away. All right, let's take a phone call. Andy in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. No, how much freedom is enough freedom for Mike Rivero? Do you want just enough freedom so you feel free, or do you want freedom for everybody?
I think everybody ultimately ought to be free, but there has to be some common sense restrictions, which is you don't let people go steal from each other or kill each other. You know, there has to be a universally accepted code of ethics and morality to hold society together. But I think other than that, government ought to mind its own business. I certainly want the freedom to write personal thoughts in my journal on my computer, secure in the knowledge that somebody over at the NSA isn't giggling themselves silly over that. And that's what I want. I want the freedom to make the most out of my life. And right now, most Americans, no matter how hard they work, their standard of living is being crushed down to favor the money junkies.
Well, let's take a look at St. Louis. Okay, first and foremost, if you're a staunch believer in the Constitution, there's no law against doing drugs in this country. There's codes and ordinances which have been left up to the states via the usurpation of the 10th Amendment. Okay, whatever is not afforded to this country shall be reserved for the states or whatever. Well, but they also had to sign on to the Constitution. They could not just, you know, they couldn't just write off our rights and stuff. So in this St. Louis situation, here's these cops. They roll up on this guy who they've seen do a drug deal. There's no law against drug deals except for ordinances and codes, which is a violation of your privacy, your Fourth Amendment and whatnot. So had these guys not been after these people, let alone having a license to drive or a tag on your car or a safety sticker, none of this is constitutional. So if you're a staunch constitutionalism, the cops could have ended it right off the bat simply by not even messing with these guys. Then there was a second time when he could have avoided killing this person. Once he realized that the guy complying to him, opening the door to get, and he saw his hands moving and stuff, that's not a justification to blow five rounds into his window and kill the guy. You back up.
Well, wait a minute, Andy.
But we're always taking this chance,
Andy,
that he might get a gun, roll out the car, and start shooting cops. That's irrelevant. These people are supposed to protect society. They don't really know.
Okay, Andy, we're going to let you go here. We're here to have a discussion, which means we each say something, the other one responds, then the other person responds, and the other person responds. You don't come on my radio show and just start screaming and try and get your message through despite the host saying, I'd like to respond. Now, I'll be the first one to say that I am not in agreement with many of the drug laws that are here in this nation. And yes, there are constitutional reasons to question their validity. I'm certainly not in agreement with the civil forfeiture laws supposedly justified by the drug trade that allow the police to just steal property willy-nilly all over the place. I'm sure we all agree right now that the government that we have right now is a long distance away from that described by the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And the government has a long history of straining at its leash, its chain, which has led to things like the Tennessee Whiskey Rebellion, where the people in Tennessee said the Constitution does not allow the government to control or tax alcohol that we make for our own use. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And as far as the situation with the officer, and again, I need to get the more facts, and there's a lot of false information that's out there. But in the context of the police are convinced that there is a law against heroin trafficking, and because this Smith did the deal out in public, the Fourth Amendment doesn't apply to him. If you're out in public, you have no reasonable expectation of privacy. So let's get that out of the way right now. But the guy's a known felon. He hit the police car twice, then he fled. And that immediately says we have to give the police the benefit of the doubt here. And it was reported by witnesses and on the dash cam that when the police officer asked the suspect to get out of the car, the suspect did not open the door and instead started rummaging around on the floor of the car for something. Now, at that point, I think it's reasonable for the police officer to suspect that the guy's looking for a weapon. So, moving on here. Do you remember Sandy Hook or Sandy Hoax? And interesting gentleman, Wolfgang Halbig, he has been basically the vanguard of research into Sandy Hook. And he's found a lot of information. He's taken a lot of abuse. We had him on the show here a while ago. He is now being sued for $55 million by the father of one of the victims, Noah Ponzer. And this is, he's sued by Leonard Ponzer, the alleged father of the reported six-year-old shooting victim, Noah Ponzer, who was allegedly killed by a 20-year-old lone gunman named Autumn Lanza, along with 19 other children and six staffers during the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting, which we all know took place in a school that was not actually operating at the time. And see, here is why it's interesting. I know $55 million is a lot of money, and there's going to be a lot of court costs, but it's going to allow Wolfgang Halbig to present his evidence in court, because the only grounds that Leonard has for suing Halbig is some variation of libel or defamation. And Halbig, in being allowed to defend himself, is going to be allowed to present in a court of law the copious amount of evidence which has led him and many other people to suggest that this was another staged incident by the U.S. government to push various anti-gun agendas. So let's talk about the Equifax meltdown, the disaster. Huge exposure of personal data. In fact, Claire was just telling me she got a notice from our bank saying that there may be an issue there. So we're having to look into that whole idea. But one of the things that really makes people very upset is that Equifax knew about this breach actually quite a while ago. And they withheld the information for several weeks. Well, for a couple of weeks, during which some of Equifax's top executives dumped their stock. And there's another suspicious trade that was out there. Apparently, there was a 135 strike price put option put on trades. Somebody expected their stock to go down, and hit 135, at which point there was an automated buy. And it sticks out like a sore thumb. Somebody knew something was going on all the way back on August 21st. But 143 million Americans have been impacted by this data breach. Now, we don't know where the data is. One story was that Equifax was contacted and said that the data would be basically destroyed if they paid a ransom. And if they didn't pay the ransom, the data would go out on the dark net. It's an ugly situation, and it's made all the more complex by the fact that Equifax knew there was a weakness in their system. They had the patch available for it, and they just didn't bother installing. And cybercrime it's completely out of control now. It is completely out of control, thanks in part to the NSA and the CIA, which have mandated all these holes and backdoors and workarounds and secret passwords into all of our systems for the benefit of surveillance on us law-abiding American citizens. And all of this information is now available to the cyber criminals. It is a major mess, and these government agencies are responsible for allowing it to happen. Encouraging it to happen. They developed the tools. Now, if you are on a Windows machine, you have probably heard about a tool called CCleaner. It's available in a free version. There's also a premium version. It's CCleaner stands for Crap Cleaner, and it's a way of cleaning up junk out of your website. It's not antivirus. It's not anti-malware, but it is a very useful tool for keeping your machine running efficiently. Unfortunately, somebody hacked into the servers used to distribute the update to CCleaner and replaced it with a malicious version that contained a multi-stage malware payload that steals data from the infected computers and sends it to the attacker's remote command and control servers. So if you updated CCleaner or downloaded CCleaner on your computer after August 15th, but before September 12th of this year, from the official CCleaner website, your computer has been compromised. And that is a very scary situation when known and recognized programs can be compromised by compromising the download servers. Computer crime is totally out of control, and the reaction of the U.S. government is, meh. It's good for the economy. You'll have to buy more computer security software and more anti-malware and more of this, and we'll get more money out of you. This is a good thing. By the way, if you use Rackspace as your email server, there is a phishing scam going around right now, and Rackspace is aware of it. They're trying to shut it down. And basically, you will get an email saying, we're from Rackspace here, and we're upgrading the server, and we need you to reconfirm your account information or update your account information. And they give you a link which actually starts, the URL actually begins with a legitimate Rackspace URL. But then there's a couple of other extensions on the end of it, which tells you it's a complete fake. And I did talk to the people at Rackspace, and they said, yes, they know all about this. You just have to be so careful right now. It is an out-of-control problem. And it's costing this nation dearly. It's costing us in productivity at a time where our economy cannot survive it. This should be at the top of the list of clear and present dangers. And we're getting a big nothing from the government, maybe because they don't know how to fix it. Mostly because they know they helped create the problem with all of this NSA and CIA backdoors, hidden passwords, and all the rest of it. All of this stuff is being found by these hackers. Now, if you're like me, most of the time you get up in the morning and you want to do the work that you want to do, which in my case is the blog and getting ready for the radio show and, you know, music for Claire's Choir and all the other things that I'm involved in. Anytime there's a security issue, it's taking time away from what I would consider to be productive work. I don't consider time spent dealing with security problems to be well spent at all. It's a total waste of my time to have to do this. On the other hand, these cyber criminals, that's all they do all day long, is think about ways to mess around with your computer, including those who are constantly attacking my server. But it is really out of control. You want to talk about the Wild Wild West? It's not the internet, it's the cyber criminals. Apparently, Vivo Music Video Service has been hacked. 3.12 terabytes of internal data has been leaked. See, here's the problem. You can buy all the security software you want, all the antivirus, anti-malware, anti-whatever, and it's not going to work if the cyber criminals are using the tools developed by the NSA and the CIA, because the NSA and the CIA have gone out to all the security vendors and made sure that their malware will pass through the system. So that's what the cyber criminals are doing. They're using the U.S. government's tools and the U.S. mandated holes in your security to carry out these attacks. Here's a good example. There is a 17-year-old bug in Microsoft Windows kernel that allows security, it basically prevents security software from detecting malware at runtime. And the security issue resides in the kernel. And there's a big long name for the routine, and it impacts all versions of Windows since Windows 2000. The problem is Microsoft is saying they will not patch this. They do not consider it a security vulnerability. Well, if it's not a security vulnerability, then it is a mandated backdoor. All right, let's take some phone calls. Chris in St. Petersburg, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Chris, are you there? Okay, I guess. Hello, are you there?
Now?
You're cutting in and out. Can you put your mouth a little closer to the microphone?
All right, do you read me now?
Yeah, I hear you now.
All right, this St. Louis murder acquittal of the officer, Jason Stockley, of Anthony Lamar Smith is being underreported, the fact that that the officer, Jason Stockley, according to the only reason that the murder charges were brought this past September 2016 was that new video from outside the apparent crime scene showed Officer Stockley taking an object from his vehicle, and which was shown on the squad car video, taking it from the duffel bag in his back seat. The new video that surfaced this past September 2016 shows that object being placed in Anthony Lamar Smith's vehicle, and apparently a rifle as well. So there's no doubt it was to plant the weapon, the weapons on Anthony Lamar Smith. So that's why murder charges were brought once again. And that's that one little fact.
Let me ask you a question. Okay, maybe a drop gun, handgun was planted. Why a rifle? I mean, that's an awfully large object to stealthily, plant in Smith's car. That part of the story just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yes, I have seen the video myself, the new video that is not the
squad
car video.
Can you send it to me?
Yeah, it's easy to search online, but, I guess the person, after all these years, after the killing of Anthony Lamar Smith, the person who came and revealed this video that shot from above the scene, was afraid to reveal it until this past September 2016. And again,
we also can't rule out the fact that the video could be a fake. I mean, we've seen corporate media create fake videos of all kinds of things here. I want to see this thing for myself, okay?
Oh, sure, it could be a fake, but, like I said, the murder charges were brought against. I haven't heard any question of this third-party video. And on the squad car video, as you may know, the officer, Stockley, said, "I'm going to kill him," on the way before he was chasing him, before he actually did shoot him.
I think that's kind of adrenaline speaking. And I know police talk tough. I've heard a lot of it. I had this half-brother was a sheriff. Oh, boy, was he scary. Anyway, listen, we got to let you go, Chris. We got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And a story just now breaking. This is from the Duran. And what they're basically talking about is that Hillary Clinton, apparently, shortly after she lost the election, she transferred $800,000 from her failed 2016 presidential campaign to Onward Together, which was the group that launched in May. And this is all covered in documents filed with the FEC. It has now been revealed that Onward Together is heavily backing resistance and extremist groups such as Antifa. So all this kerfuffle down in St. Louis, and again, they found the Craigslist ads. These people are being basically bought and paid to be there and to cause the trouble. Anyway, let's take a phone call from Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? Mike, you mentioned Wolfgang Albert before, right, about the guy Posner. Posner is one of the most vile of, well, they're all to me vile because they're crisis actors, and they're using grown children who are now grown and giving pictures of when they were very young. But with Posner, he appeared. Not only did he supposedly die in Sandy Hoax, but somehow he came back to life and was killed again in the terrorist attack in Pakistan, the military school. His picture was there. I don't know. I'm pretty sure you've seen it. It was pretty common on the internet.
Yeah, I saw that, but I wasn't ready to say that they're definitely the same people. The fact of the matter is, when you've got billions of human beings on this planet, the fact is that you're going to find people who look very much alike, could almost be twins, even though they're from different families. In fact, I had just yesterday down at Claire's church, one of the people there was absolutely convinced they'd seen me walking in, I think it was Waianae. And I haven't been in Waianae in a very, very long time, but they were absolutely convinced that this person that they saw was me. So there's somebody else on this island who looks like a decrepit curmudgeon, just like me, and I feel sorry for him for that. But, I mean, this is the reason why these facial recognition systems are all failing, is because there are people who just, out of sheer chance, there's only so many faces available.
Mike,
but as far as Halbig is concerned, let me come on back in here and say I'm absolutely in agreement. Sandy Hook was another staged PR stunt by the U.S. government to push the gun grabber agenda, and they did it very poorly. They left behind all kinds of indications that it was a fraud. My favorite is that video that shows this guy coming out of the building, and he's all smiles and joking, and they're getting ready to interview him about how he just lost his kid. And you see him just literally trying to work himself down to being upset. It was an actor's technique, very obviously an actor.
By the way, that was even before Wolfgang Halbig got involved. As a matter of fact, the first time I saw that was on InfoWars. With the guy smiling and all that, and then coming down. And you know what that reminded me of is Slick Willie when he went to the Ron Brown's funeral there.
Yes.
The same thing, smiling and joking, and then he... But as far as Posner's...
yeah, but Bill Clinton was better at it. Bill Clinton was better at it. He didn't have to work his way down. He just went from smiling and happy to tear-stricken in just a half second. Got to admire him for that. Deserves an Academy Award for that.
As far as Posner's kid... Say nobody looks that much like, unless he had a twin brother, and I think we would know if he had a twin brother, and that would be some coincidence if he was killed at some military school in Pakistan. Okay, this is a phony, this is a fraud, this is, the public has to be, I believe Posner's going to withdraw very, you know, at some opportune time for some, and say some kind of nonsense.
Well, I think what they ought to do...
Wolfgang knows
okay.
this stuff.
Mark, hang on a second, okay, because we're almost out of time here. Got a commercial break here. I think Halbig would be smartest to go with the hard evidence that we have that the school was not actually an active school at the time. We know that it was deteriorated, that it wasn't in use. We know from the internet records that it had stopped operation as a school a couple of years before. And just go with that. That's easily to document. If you go before a jury and say, "Well, we think this is the same person in these two photos," the jury's not going to buy that. And so I definitely would not go with that. Anyway, thank you very much for the phone call. And
there's tons of more evidence than that, though, Mike.
Yeah, there's a ton of evidence out there, and I hope Halbig prevails.
I talk to Wolfgang from time to time.
Doesn't get
pressed.
Gotta let you go. Gotta let you go. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, N-U-T-R-I-Medical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I-Medical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, getting on back to those warship collisions, the USS Fitzgerald and the USS John S. McCain, well, apparently the U.S. Navy has sacked more commanders over that situation. The Navy has dismissed an admiral and a captain in connection with the two deadly accidents where U.S. warships collided with commercial vessels in the Pacific. And this comes less than a month after the Navy fired the commander of the 7th Fleet. So Rear Admiral Charles Williams, commander of Task Force 70, and Captain Jeffrey Bennett, commander of Destroyer Squadron 15, have been fired by 7th Fleet Commander Vice Admiral Phil Sawyer. Both reliefs were due to a loss of confidence in their ability to command, which sounds very generic. All right, we're going to go ahead and grab ourselves a phone call. Linda in Utah, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Hey, I didn't get in on the Sandy Hook thing, but, you know, I'd be the first one to really believe that it was a hoax. But I have a niece that lives there, was going to that school, and a friend of hers was shot and killed. Another child was killed from the church congregation that my sister attends. So I'm just really confused about this whole thing.
I'm not saying that people weren't really killed. I'm just saying that it was set up and staged. I mean, it's like the Boston Marathon bombing, where there were people who were really hurt and really killed there. Anytime the U.S. does one of these false flags, they don't care if people get killed. Look at 9/11 and how many thousands died in that. It's just the price of doing business. But the real issue is that we are told that the perpetrators of 9/11, the Boston Marathon bombing, and Sandy Hook are different than who the real perpetrators were. And all of these events are exploited to push a political agenda.
Right. So you talk about the father that came out there and was talking to news people with a smile on his face, and then he gets all prepared, and then he's all sad when they start rolling. So are all of those put out there just to keep us confused?
Well, they're out there to push an agenda. I mean, I'll give you a good example. Columbine. Columbine happened just as state was getting ready to pass a very liberal concealed carry law. And the gun grabbers didn't want that. And it almost seemed, we've seen this pattern repeat. Anytime anywhere is going to loosen up the gun restrictions, there's always some kind of a mass shooting to remind us all about how dangerous guns are. And yet, when you try and remind everybody that the people who are accused in these mass shootings, whether it was the Batman shooting or Columbine itself, that these people were on serious mind-distorting prescription medications, you're not supposed to talk about that at all. In fact, following Sandy Hook, there was an effort by citizens of Connecticut using their state's equivalent of the Freedom of Information Act to obtain information as to what medications Adam Lanza was on. There were a lot of claims made on the internet about various medicines that he was on. And an attorney for the state's medical examiner office, Patrick Quanishe, came on into the hearing and argued that even if in this one instance Adam Lanza's medications were the reason for the violence, that was something the American people shouldn't be told, because it would discourage them from taking the medications their doctors were prescribing them. And Patrick Quanishe was wrong on a couple of different points. First of all, it's not just the one case. If you go to SSRIstories.com, you will find hundreds and hundreds of documented cases where perfectly normal, healthy people are given these medications by their doctor, and all of a sudden they flip out, they commit suicide, they commit acts of mass violence, and it's a very dangerous situation. The other part is, though, if you look at Connecticut and how much of their state's economy is tied up in these pharmaceutical corporations, then you understand what Patrick's real purpose there was to do. It had nothing to do with the truth or protecting the American people. It was protecting the profits of the pharmaceutical industries.
Right. But, you know, I'll bet you anything that, oh, what's his name that there's a lawsuit against?
Halbig.
Pardon?
Halbig. Wolfgang Halbig, yeah.
Yeah, Wolfgang. I'll bet you anything he doesn't get to present his evidence.
It's going to be very hard for the judge to simply say, we're not allowed to defend yourself, because we haven't gone to the extreme yet where you're not allowed to defend yourself against a charge in court. My main concern is that Halbig may get really, really depressed or take a trip in a small airplane or a lonely stroll in a suburban Washington, D.C. park before the trial can even begin.
Yeah, well, the judge is going to not allow a lot of that evidence to be presented in the first place.
Well, it's going to be hard to justify that legally, but on the other hand, we've seen some bizarre stuff coming out of the courts, whether it's the liberal courts out there, fighting against Trump's travel restrictions and immigration law changes, or that judge down in Florida who threw out the RICO lawsuit against the Clinton Foundation without even looking at any of the evidence.
Or the judges in the Nevada case and the Oregon case.
Yes, and yes. It is a corrupt system. There's no question about it. It is a corrupt system.
Terribly corrupt. Hey, thank you for talking with me.
You got it. Have yourself a really good day. Now then, Google and the tech giants are trying to shut down alternative free speech social sites. And apparently what Google and these other companies are doing, they're going into areas that have hate speech laws and they're trying to cause trouble for these new up-and-coming censorship-free sites. And one of these is Gab. And this is a social media platform known as a free speech oasis. And they have now been ordered to transfer their Australian domain elsewhere or face a shutdown. Gab's domain registrar has given them 5 days to transfer the domain or they will seize it. So Google and Facebook and all these other controlled, co-opted social media are trying to crush out any social media that is not on board with the propaganda directives. We're going to take another phone call here. Frank in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Off subject here, if there is a subject. But hey, have you ever heard the story about the actress Nicole Kidman's father? Any controversy, any kind of scandal? I know.
Not that I'm aware of, but then I don't read the scandal sheets.
Okay. Well, I was listening to a radio show on RBN the other day, and the guest seemed like a very intelligent guy, British guy, but he just somehow, I forget how they even got on the subject. He threw out something about Nicole Kidman's dad. Now, he had been arrested in relation to, he was part of some group that hunted children, naked children. They would go out and hunt naked children. Some pedophile group or something like that. I was just wondering if anybody...
Yeah, that's a little out there. I have heard absolutely nothing about that. And if he got arrested for it, if he was really doing that and he got arrested for it, good. Okay, but on the other hand...
I think he died prior to the trial. But I think this was like back in the 1970s, actually.
Okay, well, it's a little bit out there. I mean, obviously Nicole herself turned out pretty good, so... I don't know. But again, I've heard absolutely nothing about that whatsoever.
And it's interesting, though, that she would be the choice of Stanley Kubrick for the female lead and with her husband or future husband or whatever it was at the time, Eyes Wide
Tom Cruise,
which I recently just saw for the first time. But okay, excellent.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? I mean, only Stanley Kubrick could have taken a movie full of totally naked, beautiful women, full frontal nudity, and made it a complete bore.
And then he died. He died right after. Didn't he die even before the release?
No, you're confusing that with AI. Kubrick was working on AI, and he died, and then Spielberg took it over. And as far as I'm concerned, Kubrick's original ending would have been a lot better, but Spielberg just decided he was going to... I don't want to get into it. I disagreed with that decision, but then Spielberg doesn't listen to me anymore. Anyway, thanks for the phone call, Frank. We're going to let you go. And let's do a search on that and see if anything turns up here. Oh, okay. All right, I'm not even going to bother with it. This is not a... We don't do celebrity entertainment news on this website. So, getting on back to the heavy-handed tactics of our social media. Apparently, according to a story that came out of the Daily Beast, Facebook is apparently censoring Rohingya reports of ethnic cleansing. Now, Facebook is supposed to be this organization committed to helping the world share their stories. But apparently people from Burma who are doing posts about what's being done to them, the stories keep vanishing. A little strange there. Back to the phones here. Murr in Wisconsin, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I had the volume down when I was waiting to get through there a minute ago, and Frank was talking about Kubrick, I heard. But
yes.
I think he was... talking about Nicole Kidman, was he talking about her father?
That was where he originally started, and something about apparently back in the 70s, supposedly he was arrested for some kind of pedophile crime, but I've never heard anything about it, but again, I don't follow the lives of the celebrities.
Right, but I could send you links. He definitely was. I thought that's maybe what that was, but what I'd called about was... Hal Big's Twitter. It's just Hal Big W, and he
yep.
has a documentary posted on there, but you have to sign in at YouTube to get to it. So,
okay.
That would be worthwhile. I don't know. I never sign in for YouTube or Google or any of that. I avoid them as, like a plague, actually, pretty much. You know, of course, they're the corner of the market there.
Yeah, they're a monopoly. In fact, there have been a lot of people saying that lately that all of these, YouTube, Facebook, especially Google, ought to be broken up under the antitrust laws. They did it to the phone company. Why can't they do it to Google? Especially when you find that these companies are engaging in massive censorship and suppression of information on behalf of government and corporations.
Yes, yes. Another one, Serco, is deeply embedded in everything, and that's out of Britain. That needs to be broken up, S-E-R-C-O. But I think I might have heard Able Danger .org mentioned on your program. It's EL, not the LE version. The LE version was the Tony Schaefer out of the Pentagon. This is EL, as in Cain and Abel, and Field McConnell and David Hawkins do an awful lot of work. You know, they have their opinions, and everyone's entitled to them. But I think we're seeing a little bit of a renaissance here of critical thinking that really Trump has kind of ushered in, you know, giving us some breathing room. Protocols number 10, part 20 says if we give him breathing room, we're not going to see what we want to happen. So, but of course,
well, I would like to think that, you know, my work over the last 24 years, encouraging people to think for themselves, has something to do with that renaissance.
Yes. Blackbird, BB9, Frederick C. Blackburn, he's pretty busy most of the time now, but he was, you know, really lauding your praises, you know, how you, what is it, over a decade now, 5 shows a week, 3 hours a day, and that's almost continual. I mean, once in a great while, you'll need to do something else. Heaven forbid you have a life.
Well, I do have a life. Much of it revolves around this work, and the rest revolves around my wife, Claire, and her choral work. But I started back with the other radio network 10 years ago, and it has been pretty much constant. At one point, I was doing 2 shows a day for 2 different networks, but I couldn't keep up that effort. And so I think there have only been a few weeks when I've been off the air. I mean, obviously, during my illness, I was off the air, and a couple of times. But yeah, it's been pretty steady and solid track record here.
Yeah, stay well. Oh, and who was that in Vancouver that you, Jim who?
Jim Goddard.
Jim Goddard, and you do that one a couple times a week, right?
I do it once a week, regular as clockwork. I do a lot of radio interviews for a lot of other different people that I fit in and around in the gaps in the schedule here.
Yeah, I notice that when I'm looking through things, I see your name pop up quite a bit.
I just did one for Reluctant Preppers, for example.
Oh, interesting.
Anyway, Mer, going to let you go. Thank you for the chat and for all the kind words here, but I want to get back to the real news because we're coming up to the end of the program. The first snow of the season has hit the Rocky Mountain National Park here. And we're into September, still technically just on the doorway to autumn. But apparently there was enough snow that some of the roads were closed here. Now, of course, Al Gore is out there with his Inconvenient sequel, which has been a box office bomb. And they're still out there pushing that human-caused global warming is the end of us all here. The reality is that the Earth is cooling. And, of course, all the carbon Nazis are out there pointing at all the hurricanes and saying, well, see, all those hurricanes, it proves the Earth is warming. And again, heat does not cause storms. A temperature differential causes storms. And you can get monster storms from upper atmosphere cooling as well as from oceans and ground warming. And again, the proof is out there in those outer gas giant planets where they have storms the size of our entire Earth at temperatures hundreds of degrees below zero. So coming on back to our planet here, the raw data before government agencies or corporate media messes around with it, the Arctic sea ice extent is up 40% from this date 5 years ago. That's an indicator. We are in a cooling trend. We're in a new Maunder minimum, despite the recent solar flares. Now, Greenland's Petermann Glacier is growing at 10 feet per day, and over the last 5 years has added 5 kilometers of ice. Remember when they were out there saying, oh, the glaciers, they're all vanishing. Co-founder of Greenpeace was on TV about 18 years ago predicting that Greenland would be completely ice-free in just 20 years. And we're almost up on that time, and Greenland actually has more ice than it had way back then. This guy actually got called on this by a TV interviewer, and he finally admitted, yeah, it was just a lie, but we need to motivate people, and so that makes it okay for us to use lies and deceptions to get them on board with our agenda of global warming as part of the New World Order. We'll be back after these last few commercials.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of the program today, we're going to take one more phone call from Amos in Maine. Amos, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, yeah,
Amos, are you there you are.
Yeah, this guy that just called in previously about the St. Louis incident that was talking about the rifle. Well,
yes.
This guy really was so convoluted and doesn't understand anything if you did read the article or watch it, because it says right in the article the AK-47 was the police officer's firearm that he had with him as well. So it was the police officer's because he was an Iraqi war veteran and apparently he liked the AK-47, so he had one on duty with him. But this is how things like
that would make a lot more sense. That would make a lot more sense.
Yeah, so I just wanted to correct that for you because I think you're on the right track, and if anyone's going to get down to the bottom of it, I bet it's going to be you. Thanks, Mike.
Well, I'll do my best. I'll do my best here. But in any event, it's almost irrelevant what actually happened between this police officer and this drug dealer. These riots are obviously being fanned up to support this whole Antifa, Black Lives Matter, oh, there's a racist crisis in this country. And I think they're doing it to basically take away from all those photos that we saw in the aftermath of Hurricanes Harvey and Irma, where we had all these people of all different races, ethnic groups, blacks helping whites, whites helping blacks, and it just yanks the rug out from underneath this agenda to portray the American people as a racist society. Okay, so Amos, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go because we're running out of time here. Now then, apparently over in Germany, an energy expert, Dr. Detlef Alborn, is saying wind power has been a boondoggle for everybody who's tried it. And he's saying because there's inadequate storage, 25% of the wind energy that gets produced is waste energy. You can't use it. There's no demand for it. And it's one of those things that sounded like a really good idea to the environmentalists, and it's just never penciled out. It's been heavily subsidized, and it isn't producing. We have a wind farm down on the Big Island. It's been completely abandoned. It's just corroding away. We have one on the north part of Oahu. It's providing a tiny portion of Oahu's energy needs. But more often than not, it's sitting still. Believe it or not, if the wind blows too hard, they have to shut the windmills down, which doesn't really make a lot of sense to me, but that's how they're designed. Now, a lot of people are concerned that the United States may experience a new Sputnik moment, and that's talking about the government and popular shock the United States felt when Russia, when the Soviet Union launched Sputnik into orbit. And all it was a marker. It was up there, and it had a transmitter, and it was just beeping away so that anybody with a shortwave receiver underneath the orbital path could hear it. Well, now we're looking at China starting to pull ahead in the space race. And we're going to have another Sputnik moment with them. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Meanwhile, stay tuned for John Stadmiller. He's got a lot of interesting things to share with you. Meanwhile, I ask you to take what you learn here from the radio show and from the website, share it with everyone that you know. We have to push back against the lies with our tsunami of truth. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.